Before we dive into today's podcast, I'd like to take a moment to remind you that this content is intended for general purposes only and should not be used to substitute professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your medical service practitioner based on your unique needs. Hi, everyone. This is Kelly, your nutritional nerd, bringing you the health news you want to hear for the week of October 6th, 2021. This week, we are going to dive into the mind-immune connection and how mental health and immune health affect each other. Well, first, let me start with a question. What do you think Alzheimer's, anxiety, brain fog, diabetes, asthma, and allergies all have in common? The answer may shock you. It may also help explain the connection between mental health and immune health. Yes, there is a mind-immune connection, but what is the driving mechanism linking the two? In a word, I'll give it to you: stress. Think about it. You wake up in the morning after hitting the snooze button a few too many times. You're running late. You know you have an early morning meeting and a fast approaching work deadline. You hop in the car only to face more traffic than usual. You can feel your mind racing, your palms sweating, and your stomach starting to ache. You know that if you walk into another meeting late, your job is on the line. So what do you do? Well, first, you try to quiet the rumbling in your stomach and wake yourself up by swinging through the drive-thru for an extra large double-double, a breakfast sandwich, and throwing in a donut for good measure. You figure you'll need the sugar and caffeine to make it through yet another hectic day. But what happens? You end up feeling terrible. Your energy levels plummet. Your head feels foggy. You can't focus on anything being presented in the meeting. You may even experience a stuffy nose, an allergy flare-up, or end up with gastrointestinal issues, just to add insult to injury. After the meeting, you feel mentally and physically exhausted, anxious, and unproductive for the rest of the day. Have you ever gotten caught in this vicious cycle, the cycle between stress, inflammation, anxiety, physical symptoms, and poor nutrition? Well, this, my friends, is the mind-immune connection. We've all dealt with stress. It's an inevitable part of life. Perhaps, as in the example we just went through, it might even be a leading driver in yours. Now, stress can come from many different sources: a twisted ankle, a time deadline, an illness, a loss, a sick child, an aging parent, or even financial worries. It can be mental, environmental, physical, emotional, or even nutritional. It might be short-lived, or it can have long-term effects. But how we manage that stress, how we allow it to dictate our thoughts, actions, and feelings, and how well we can overcome life's challenges are primarily dependent upon the state of our mental health. Though none of this may come as a surprise to you, what may surprise you is that every time we experience stress, regardless of where it comes from, the result is always the same. Stress creates inflammation. Stress and the inflammation it creates are the main links between our mental and immune health, and together they will determine our overall wellness. Now, you may have experienced the physical inflammation created after a sprained ankle or a fractured limb. We experience swelling and often pain as the first indications that something is wrong. Well, this is our immune system's way of protecting the damaged area to allow rest and healing to take place. Now, this type of inflammation is a critical part of the immune response. It happens instantly without any effort on our part. In fact, every time the immune system is called upon to work, whether to immobilize a sprained ankle, to help you recover from a cold, or to manage any food intolerances you might have, it sends out cytokines, these specific molecules, to get the job done. Cytokines create inflammation in the process. However, the immune system doesn't only work when we face an injury. In our modern stressful world, our immune system is always turned on, yet we usually have no idea. This silent inflammation has usually lurked under the surface for years, creating chronic low levels of stress. You may be familiar with the effects of stress, as in our original example. Stress taxes our nervous system, and when it becomes chronic or mismanaged, it will negatively affect our mental health. You may also know that stress creates cortisol, but did you realize that cortisol also creates inflammation? With that, inflammation can be considered the root of all illnesses, from Alzheimer's to diabetes to asthma to anxiety and brain fog. Well, how else does the mind-immune connection work? We now know that the cells in our immune system communicate through these molecules called cytokines. In our nervous system, the molecules that allow neurons to communicate are called neurotransmitters. The problem is, both cytokines and neurotransmitters look and act very similarly. This allows inflammatory cytokines to pass information along to the nervous system and vice versa. This means if we are struggling with an illness, like a cold, flu, or allergies, not only are our immune defenses down, but we're also likely to have no energy or desire to do something we may otherwise enjoy. We may find ourselves unusually moody or sluggish or irritable. So it's pretty safe to say that when we're under the weather, our brain doesn't perform as it usually does. And similarly, when we're struggling with a mental illness, our immune system doesn't work optimally either. It can leave us feeling tired or generally unwell. It's also common for people dealing with mental health disorders to be more prone to weakened immune health or reduced overall wellness. So, what can we do? What can we do to lower inflammation, to improve our immune health, and to optimize our mental health? We must start at the root of the problem by reducing inflammation. Interventions that will help reduce inflammation in the body can also help reduce inflammation in the brain. And they all revolve around stress management. Finding good stress management techniques that work for you is the most important thing here. They could include things like meditation or breath work, guided imagery, exercise or yoga, improved sleep, and of course, eating well. Focus your diet on healthy, whole, nutrient-dense foods loaded with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, as well as quality proteins. These are the types of foods that will keep your blood sugar levels stable and your brain balanced to help you manage stress better. The top foods on my list to help boost immunity and optimize brain health include things like wild fatty fish, berries of any kind, avocados, raw nuts and seeds, green leafy vegetables, and other colorful fruits and vegetables. And if you've been following my channel, you have probably heard me talk about these very foods many different times before, and there's a great reason why. You may also find supplementation from omega-3s, curcumin, bromelain, or resveratrol helpful. Ask the friendly people at the vitamin department of your local health food store for help. But the bottom line here is that anything that stresses the body creates inflammation, weakens our immunity, and compromises our mental health. Whether you're trying to fight an acute infection or heal from a chronic illness, your body can't effectively do either if your mental health isn't strong enough to manage it. Engaging in stress management and inflammation-reducing techniques can keep both your mental health and your immune health strong. The combination can lead to overall improved health and wellness. Well, as always, thank you for listening today. I welcome your thoughts and I value your feedback. Let me know what you think about the mind-immune connection by dropping me a line or commenting on this podcast. And if you haven't already done so, feel free to head on over to happyhuman.com. That's happy with an I. Sign up for my newsletter for more information about brain health, neuronutrition, lifestyle tips, and nutritional advice. And of course, if I can help you or a loved one with your nutritional needs or learn more about how the mind-immune connection can benefit you, then make an appointment to see me today. Thank you for listening. Have a great day and stay well.